Welcome back to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and stay tuned for a new installment of Wine Reviews. So everyone, this is your bougie black brother coming back with Urban Wine Life, the podcast version. As you know, we've been doing a lot of video, but I'm trying to get a little more better wine in. So we're doing a couple of podcasts, and we're still going to do a couple of videos that you'll be able to see the product and go from there. But today, we're looking at something that I was at the DeKalb Farmers Market, and I wanted to try some South African wine. And there was a low price point, which made me a little suspicious, but I really wanted to try a couple of different things. So I've had some South African wine before. The Chardon Blanc, really, really good from that region. Also, we had some Chardonnay. And as y'all, if you're followed me, you'll know I don't like Chardonnay too much because I don't like the oakiness of it. I like a light oak, or I like it in stainless steel, as some are being kept. So, but this time I wanted to try something a little different. They had a Pinotage, and it was the Robertson Winery in Robertson, South Africa. So wanted to try it. It's something a little different. So Pinotage is almost like a collaboration of a whole bunch of different grapes. And if you really want to try something that's kind of all over the place, but comes down to a, say, nice, flavorful, mid to mild type wine, this Pinotages are mostly well. The Pinotages that I had from California are much, much better. But I wanted to try a South African one. So what do we know about these Pinotages? Well, let's talk about the Robertson Winery Pinotage. It's a purple tint. You know, I'm looking at it right now. And the notes say strawberry, banana, juicy plums, and rich red cherry. It's a young wine, so you really want to drink it very early. So I have the 2016 Pinotage. So this is fresh out the bottle. And it says kind of well integrated with wood, soft, smooth finish. Tried with roast beef, guinea flour, roast chicken, lamb, blah, 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 blah. So what I did, without reading the notes, I knew a Pinotage would be a little more gamey taste, so it would go well with lamb. So I had a grilled lamb, which was really amazing. I love lamb. It was the New Zealand lamb. So that was very tender, but the cuts was kind of thick too. So I was kind of concerned that it would be a little more chewy, but we grilled it just right. So it was just right. But what I had, and I tried it, and I kind of was a little skeptical with that, especially with price points. When you think about price points, you got to be really careful, because sometimes they put some cheaper wine together, and again, this Pinotage is a combination of a whole lot of different other wines, great pushed together. They didn't kind of identify that on the website. If you go to the RobertsonWinery.com, it shows a whole bunch of other little ones on there. I did put a video on there talking about the Pinotage that the Robertson Winery had listed, so you can listen to what they have to say. So again, with the Pinotage, what are people saying about it? I wanted to go and start adding in some people's, you know, their taste and what they felt about it. So here's a couple. You have tastes like a milder Malbec. Nope, not to me. Smoky, but still good. Smoke and sandal notes in the nose. Medium bodied with medium tannins. And a long aftertaste. Very good pairing with braised lamb and asparagus risotto. Damn, that's just making me hungry now. Very interesting wine. I've grown appreciating South African wines and hold them with a high regard. This is an interesting one too. Leather, binary, cocoa nose, iron, dried herbs. Interesting. Mellow tannins, medium to short finish. This versatile wine for diverse occasions is sensational nose, Bing cherries and tart red currants with a bit of diesel on the palate. So that's a couple. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. If you, depends on the sites you go to, they go into some intensive, you know, evaluations of the wine. So what I didn't want was to read a lot of this and have my palate kind of influenced. So when people say, oh, this is a really good wine and you're going to taste this and you're going to taste that, your palate is yours. So understand that. Taste it. You make your determination. And after you make your determination, you can actually listen to these notes and kind of validate it. Or if not, you say, I have no idea what I'm tasting. I like it a little bit. Now let me read the notes. So sometimes I do that as well. But the thing that I came out, I have another one here. So I'm going to swirl it around and get that flavor out so I can give you that initial aroma coming out. So bright red fruit. So kind of, it does have that strawberry, you know, not a very ripe strawberry where you smell that kind of sweetness, and but kind of like early picking off the vine strawberry. So it's right there. That nose is right there. There's no smokiness, not to this one that I have. I don't smell the smokiness. It is a little woodsy, so you do smell kind of that wood smell aroma to it, a little of that. I don't smell the leather that the other person put there, no cocoa. Is it herbal? You can say herbal. I'm not really sure, but this is what I'm getting from it. I'm not really getting the cherries, but that cherries may be in the taste, so be aware of the cherries after we get another taste into this. But I wanted to get your aroma, so when you really introducing yourself to the wine, just get your nose all up in there and just be like, yo, smell this. Take a good whiff in and take a break and then sniff it one more time, because you get an issue and then a break and then another one. Then you can get your consistent aroma when you're taking that smell. So let's try and taste it. So what I wanted to say, and these people are really excited by it, so I give them credit. They really like it. I think it's average, almost a little below average. This is not a repeat buy for me. It has nothing in it that makes me want to be interested. And normally I try to buy the wines that I feel is in a good region. The terroir, as I read about it, has either good minerals or whatever is grown. But I go from there. And the one thing I didn't want, that's why I tried it a couple of times before I did the tasting, was I didn't want to be deterred by the price. But this is not an exciting wine. Nothing jumps out. It has a dull cherry taste. The tannins are really, really light. They're really medium of, if anything, it's medium to low tannins there. It's a little aftertaste on the back end, but light strawberry. Not sure about where they got the bananas from, but that ain't me. I'm not getting that either. But it's not a lot of fruit, but it's a very light wine. It's very light, and me, if I'm going to drink wine, it's going to speak to me on so many levels that I want to be able to enjoy it. So this one, this Pinotage here, is not really something that I would repeat on. if you have something light and you want to have it with dinner with a bunch of guests and you need to buy like 15 bottles, this will probably be okay. So buy a bunch of these because it's really light. It's not overpowering. And if anyone is in a really big wine drinking, bold drinking fan, this will probably be okay. I don't even like on my lesser days to drink something as low in tannins and acidity without a lot of fruit forward or just mixture of flavors and aromas. I like something more complex. But if I'm recommending, I'm saying this is a medium body, low tannin, light fruit taste of strawberries. Good look, you know, the actual, you know, the look of it. Looking at the legs, it's not that, you know, sugary. You don't see a lot of the sweetness or anything in it. So it's not fruity to the point that you're looking at a very sweeter type wine or fruitier type wine. Not this one, because I think it's so medium based and you don't get a lot of herbals from it. I don't taste the herbs in there. I did kind of smell something with the aromas, but I didn't get it in the taste. So that was a little disappointing. Sometimes you get a lot of earthy taste to it, but not really. And here's another taste too. Yeah, the wood. Yeah. If you intensely kind of just make a determination, you may have that smoky taste, but I don't get that. I don't smell it. I don't taste it. But you do taste the kind of the woods in there. So that's the Pinotage, the Robertson Winery Pinotage. I believe I got a Chardonnay from there too. So I'm thinking about grabbing some kind of whitefish, or not a salmon, because I don't think a Chardonnay goes well with salmon. I may try some shellfish as well. But that Chardonnay, since it's still at that price point, and it's probably not going to be bold with that flavor. And, you know, I don't want to prejudge it. But based on this Pinotage, I'm not sure. But that type of varietal Chardonnay, we should get another or a better flavor to that. So that's what we got. The Robertson Winery Pinotage. And thanks for stopping by at Urban Wine Life. I haven't been around in a while, but I'll start getting in and giving you a whole bunch of wine tasting. And I'll try to get back and doing a couple of videos as well. So thank you very much. And get back to me on urbanwinelife.com, or it'll start showing up in my iTunes. So under Bougie Black Brother. And you'll be able to get that and the rest of my podcast. But this one will be under Urban Wildlife. Thank you, and enjoy your day.